As more people return to work in the city, offices are opening back up. There's more commercial leasing activity, but there's still a glut of office space in Manhattan. Close to 20% of it is available in older buildings, twice the pre-pandemic level. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports landlords are adding extra incentives to attract new tenants to those old spaces.
Oh yeah, you can lock it up afterwards.
Brian Soto is showing me the 12th floor of 55 Fifth Avenue, a pre-war office building just south of Union Square.
I'm going to warn you, like, what you're going to see isn't going to make you feel like you want to work here.
We're stepping off the elevator into a gigantic space that's been taken down to the studs. Walls are being torn down. Infrastructure and pipes are fully exposed. Soto is director of acquisitions for Time Equities, the real estate firm that owns much of this century-old building. Up until last year, he says a medical office occupied all 22,000 square feet on this floor.
We had sinks everywhere and, you know, small exam rooms and bathrooms in places that you wouldn't necessarily think.
He says it wasn't a surprise when the medical office decided to leave in 2020, but it was terrible timing. Leasing dried up last year, and the building lost two other tenants. In the past, Soto says the stunning views of downtown Manhattan might have been enough to attract new business. But not now. He says the building's occupancy has fallen from about 95% pre-pandemic to just over 80%.
Given the environment we're in, we really have to put our best foot forward.
Which is why this floor is getting a major makeover.
This is actually the color of the concrete. This isn't stained, so we have this
concrete
really
floors are being nice polished, and a few pre-built offices will be installed so prospective tenants don't have to rely so much on their imagination. Soto is also planning to build a gym upstairs. All this investment, though, has a cost.
We certainly are taking a haircut. I mean, we've adjusted our asking rents to where we think, you know, transactions will happen.
Soto's building is what the Manhattan real estate industry calls Class B. It's older, it doesn't have fancy bathrooms, and it only has three elevators, not like the gleaming towers you see around Midtown and Lower Manhattan that are considered Class A. Rents have fallen for both types of buildings, but the older buildings make up the bulk of the market, and that's where availability is highest.
Landlords feel increased competition to attract tenants.
Nicole LaRusso is director of Tri-State Research and Analysis for CBRE, a major commercial real estate firm. The industry was already seeing what it calls a flight to quality before the pandemic. Tenants with the money were moving into Class A space. That put pressure on the older Class B buildings to upgrade. And now that there's so much vacancy, LaRusso says that pressure has grown.
You know, if you have an older asset that maybe has older building systems, doesn't offer a lot of amenities, maybe slow elevators. These are all the kinds of investments that landlords might consider making to make their buildings more attractive and more competitive.
The real estate industry worried companies would move to smaller offices after the pandemic, now that more people are working from home. Experts say the jury's still out, but they say more tenants are taking over existing leases, either to score a good deal or buy more time to figure out their post-pandemic needs. Yana Collins-Lehman looked at a lot of space this year after her company's lease near Penn Station expired.
So we saw places where, like, people just abandoned their leases, all of their stuff, their desks and everything, their snacks, their books, they were all still there.
She's president of the accounting company Travana Post, which works with the film and television industry. She wanted room for her company to grow, and she wanted a nicer neighborhood. After shopping around, Travana Post signed a 10-year lease at 55 Fifth Avenue. The landlord is building her new offices, a kitchen, and a conference room.
It's 5,000 square feet, and it's a little more expensive than what we have here in Midtown, but nowhere close to as expensive as it was.
With landlords adding in extra amenities, tenants are able to get a lot more for their money in these older buildings. But landlords have to decide if they can afford to upgrade, because there's a lot of space to go around. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.